chapter 3 that say about the same thing.
就是你们行事为人, 要与基督的福音相称。
For whatever happens, conduct yourself in the manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
那如果保罗只写这句话给腓立比教会的，大概他们很快就忘记了。
If Paul only mentions such wording to the church, and I bet that the Philippian church will forget that pretty much very quickly.
他们也不一定明白保罗的意思。
And they probably not understand what Paul is trying to mean.
所以你记得呢，保罗呢，在他教训的时候呢，不但只有解释，也把不同的例子放在他的解释后面。
So when Paul trying to give a lesson to the church, he also have a story.
那么呢，他第一个例子呢，我们记得呢，就是主耶稣他自己的例子。
So for the first example, as he mentioned in the book, it was the example of Jesus Christ.
今天的例子呢，就是提摩太跟以法弗。And
today, the example that we'll look at is Timothy and Epaphroditus.
其实这两个人呢，都是以弗所教会所熟识的人。Actually,
these two persons was well known by the Philippian church.
所以呢，保罗希望他想到这两个人的时候呢，就想到了一个天国的公民的生活是怎么样。
So when the brothers and sisters of Philippians remember these two persons, they can imagine how to live a life as a citizen of heaven.
其实一个天国的公民呢，不是一个我们说很高的标准是不能达到的。
So to be a citizen of heaven, the requirements isn't so impossible.
只是就在他们附近有两个弟兄，就是每天就是坚持过生活。
Because right next to them, they can witness these two brothers how they live their life.
所以呢，今天呢，我们就来看提摩太跟以法弗提，还有就是保罗身上的榜样。So
today we will look at Timothy, Epaphroditus, and also the example of Paul.
这三个人呢，身上他显示三个特质在他们身上。There
are three different characteristics that we can see from these three persons.
其实这三个特质呢，不单只在圣经里面是很宝贵，只是你的老板将来啊，他希望他的员工也是这样。These
three characteristics from these three people are not only appreciated by God, but even our bosses.
所以呢，我们现在先来看第一个，就是提摩太。Let's
look at the first example, which is Timothy.
他的
The first characteristic of Timothy is he is very reliable.
当保罗提到提摩太的时候呢，他说：“但你们知道提摩太的名分。”As
Paul mentioned in the book, he said that, "But you know Timothy's proven worth."
这个名证这个字啊，其实它的意思呢，就是他经过考验。
The proven worth means that Timothy has been through some trials to prove his worth.
这个考验呢，很多时候呢是一个长时期的一个考验。
And oftentimes these trials takes very long time.
提摩太经过这么长时间的时候，还是证明呢他是一个很可靠的一个人。
So even so, that Timothy being through that long time of trials, he still proved his worth.
那么我们从圣经里面知道了，提摩太的祖母跟他母亲呢，都是基督徒。From
the Bible, we learn that the grandmother and the mother of Timothy, they are both Christians.
提摩太其实是通过他的祖母跟母亲信耶稣的。It
was through them who brought Timothy to believe in Jesus.
从使徒行传里面，我们也了解了，是保罗第二次旅行传道的时候，在 这个过程里面发掘提摩太的。So
we also learned that from the book of Acts that it was his second missionary journey that he discovered Timothy.
那么呢，从此以后呢，提摩太就一直跟着保罗。So
ever since Timothy have followed Paul.
那所以呢，你可以说从保罗发掘提摩太以后，一直到写。 腓立比书的时候呢，已经超过10年的时间了。
As you realize from the time that he started following Paul, until the serving, it was about more than 10 years.
经过这十年的时间里面，提摩太还是表现是一个很可靠的一个人。
And in these 10 years, Timothy still manifests his characteristic as a very reliable person.
那我不知道你看圣经的时候，看到保罗的时候，你是就是想象保罗是一个怎么样的一个人？
I'm not sure about you how you imagine Paul, how he is like as a person.
可能你想象他就好像 Billy Graham 简直啊，很出名的，去到哪里人家都会欢迎啊。
Maybe you might imagine that he is like Billy Graham in our today's world, that he is welcome to everywhere he goes.
但是如果你看圣经，特别在哥林多后书的时候，你发觉保罗其实不是简直。
As you look at the Bible, especially in 2 Corinthians, and you see that Paul wasn't quite like that.
他是一个经常出入监狱的一个人。
He's a person that who often went in and out of prison frequently.
我算过他可能呢每年有一次给人打的一次经验。
And I give you a rough count, and I see that he pretty much get beaten by people every year.
要不然就是给棍打，要不然就是被鞭打，要不然就是给石头打。
He's either being beaten by sticks or rod or by stones.
他是没有固定的住的地方。
He had no fixed place to live.
很多时候连吃连穿的东西都不够。
And he did not even have enough to eat, not enough to clothe himself.
但是提摩太就是一直跟着保罗。
But you see that Timothy has always followed Paul.
没有离弃他。
He never leave him.
这个就是呢，你看见提摩太可靠的地方。
So this is how you can see how reliable is Timothy.
其实我们从圣经一直看下去的时候，你会发觉，直到保罗快要死的时候，提摩太还是跟着保罗一直。
And in fact, from the Bible, you can see that Timothy even followed Paul all the way till he almost died.
保罗说了提摩太的名证你们都可以看见的。
Paul said that you can witness the proven worth of Timothy.
特别的就是呢他表现在20节里面呢讲到了他跟保罗是同心的。
So, especially in the verse 20, it say that I have no one else like him who will show genuine concern for your welfare.
这个其他人呢都不没有跟保罗同心的，只有提摩太跟他是同心。
So Timothy is an exception that he share the same concern like Paul.
还有另外一件事情呢，他就是跟保罗一样是挂念教会的事。
And the second thing that he has the same is he always remember the welfare of the church like Paul.
其他人都是挂念自己的事。
The other people have always been concerned for their own interests.
可能就是挂念怎么可以过一个束缚的生活。
So for example, people keep thinking about, they remember only about their life of comfort.
可能呢，他们挂念怎么可以做一个出名的一个传道人。
Or they remember and they try, and they often care about how they can be a famous, pastor.
但是呢，提摩太却没有这样。
But Timothy was not like that.
Timothy 不但只的跟保罗是同心。
Timothy did not only share the same concern like Paul.
22节呢讲到了他跟保罗呢是同劳。
And he also served with Paul.
讲到了那你们知道提摩太的名证，他兴旺福音与我同劳，待我像。儿子带父亲一样。
You know Timothy's proven worth, how as a son with a father he has served with me in the gospel.
其实这句话的意思呢，不是说提摩太服侍保罗好像儿子服侍一个父亲一样。
It doesn't quite mean that Timothy served Paul like a son serving his father.
他是讲到了提摩太跟保罗一同服侍这个福音。好像一个儿子跟父亲好像一直工作的这个关系。
But rather it actually means that Timothy and Paul served together for the work of God and just like how a father and son working together.
就好像一个我们说一个家庭的生意父子一同努力 这个关系一样。
It's more like a father and son serving and working together for the family business.
提摩太跟保罗同心，他也跟保罗同劳。
Timothy did not only share the same mind, but he also worked together with Paul.
但是最难得呢，就是提摩太跟保罗是同在。
But for the most part, he has always been with Paul together.
保罗说没有，当时没有其他人跟他一起了。
But Paul said that there was no one else was with him at the time.
但是提摩太还是陪伴保罗。
But Timothy has always been with Paul's company.
这是一个人的可靠性，最重要的就是你是不是在旁边 ？Are you available?
So the most important thing for someone reliability is are you available?
如果你都不在，那么谁可以靠你
？If you are not even around, how can you be relied on?
你是不是可靠啊？
Are you reliable?
教会可不可以靠你呢
？Can the church rely on you?
福音可不可以靠你兴旺啊
？Can the gospel and the revival of gospel be rely on you?
人的可靠性基本上就是你需要同在、同劳跟同心。
For once, reliability is basically means that stay together.Serve together and share the same concern.
如果你不能够常常出现的时候，只是你就不能建立这个可靠性。
If you are not even showed up, you cannot establish that reliability, in you.
有些人呢，他就是他有空的时候才来教会，他工作忙了，那么可能又有一阵子没有见到他。
Some people, they can only come to church when they have time, but when they are being occupied by their work, then we don't see them again.
如果你要建立你的可靠性的时候，你必须要花时间。
If you want to establish your reliability, you have to take some time.
你知道什么叫itamai 这个字是什么意思？有没有人知道？
Do you know this word itamai?
给你中文翻译了，板前什么意思
？And that's a Mandarin that for some of you, the Chinese for some of you know what it means.
只是这个是厨师，一本厨师就是一他妈。
So it actually means chef in Japanese.
你知道传统一本训练一个寿司的一他妈需要多少时间
？Do you know how a traditional Japanese raise一他妈？
要多少时间 ？OK，
What do you think how long it will take？ The time，
5 to 20 years。
10 years， 5 to 20 years。
一个学徒进了这个餐馆里面去学怎么做寿司的时候，开始5年了。他的工作就是陪伴这个师傅。
As a student started to be a chef。The first
5 years.
The first 5 years is basically following the master.
师傅会早上去鱼市场去买选这些新鲜的鱼，那么这个徒弟也跟他一起去。
Every morning, the master would go to the market to shop for the fish, and the student would follow him.
然后回来以后呢，他就是用做清洁的工作。
And when he come back.You will do the cleaning job.
那么这一天繁忙的这个生意做完以后呢，他又是负责清洁的工作。
And after a busy day in the restaurant, again he will be responsible for cleaning.
如果师傅发现呢你清洁不合格的时候呢，他会骂到你人的尊严都没有。
If the chef, the master found out a speck of dust, he will scold you like no dignity.
过了五年，你还没进厨房了，知道吗？
But even within that 5 years, you have not even entered the kitchen.
过了五年以后，师傅觉得啊，你是还是熬得住的时候，他在教你怎么煮饭呢
？Maybe after 5 years, the master think that you are pretty tough, and then he might just teach you how to cook the rice.
那么不知道过了多少年呢？他给你进厨房拿这个刀了。
But without you knowing that many years have passed, then maybe he will let you hold the knife.
那么 这个时候他才教你怎么去预备这个素食。
Then he will be willing to teach you how to make the sushi.
有人问为什么日本料理这么麻烦呢？
So some people ask why do the Japanese cuisine is so challenging?
原因就是日本料理对日本人来说呢，是对食物的一个执着啊。
For the reason is because how Japanese dedicate themselves to the food.
那么呢，他要把这个理论呢，好像种植在一个学员的心里面。
And they want to instill this mind into the student's mind.
特别寿司基本上就是生鱼。
So basically, sushi is raw fish.
所以呢，清洁对他们来说是最主要的一个要求。
So cleaning is extremely important.
所以呢，他要训练他的学员呢，就是有一点点肮脏，一点点这个味道不对劲呢，他们马上可以感受到出来。
So they want to train the students for their sensitivity, so for even just a little bit unclean, they can sense that.
然后他们怎么训练呢？
So how do they train them?
他要求这个徒弟一直要同在，跟他们同在同牢，最后就会达到同心。
So he basically wants them to be with the master, work together with the master, so they can achieve the same mind as the master.
那么最后你就会成为一个可靠的 itamai.
And at the end, you will become a reliable itamai.
第二个值得我们学习的，这个就是一塔玛语。对，值得我们学习的特质呢，就是忠心。
The second characteristic of what we want to learn is faithfulness.
这个呢，我们可以从以巴弗提身上我们看见。
We can learn this from Epaphroditus.
以巴弗提的这个人呢，其实只在腓立比书里面有提到。
So Epaphroditus was only mentioned in the book of Philippians.
那么呢，在腓立比书告诉我们呢，他是腓立比教会差派去服侍保罗，把奉献带给他的一个人。
And in the book of Philippians, and it was being told that Philippian church sent Epaphroditus to serve Paul.
但是呢，在这个过程里面呢，他就生病了。
But during the journey, he became sick.
那么27节谈到他快要死掉。
And in the verse 27, it says that he nearly dies from the sickness.
但是他没有放弃，直到他完成他的任务。
However, he did not give up for the mission until he accomplished the mission.
所以呢，30节里面形容呢，他是不顾生命的。
So in the verse 30, it mentioned that he risks his life.
这个就是他忠心的一个表现。
This is one manifest of his faithfulness.
我不知道你有没有以下的经验。
I wonder if you have the same experience.
就是你去一个店里面，你要给钱的时候呢，你就发现呢，这个排队呢是很长。
It's when you enter into a business and you realize that it has a long line on the checkout.
那么你看看，其实这个店里面呢，不缺这些收银台的 checkout line.
And you also realize there are many cashier line beside the one you have.
只是呢，这些都没有人站在这些收钱的地方。
But they are being vacant.
还有呢，你发觉呢，其实这个店里面呢也不缺员工了。
And you also realize that the business have no short of employee.
有一个人在做清洁。
So you see one person is doing cleaning.
其他人其实你不知道他做什么的，他就站在，要不然就是发呆，要不然就是跟旁边的人在谈话。
So and for the rest of the employee, you don't even know what they are doing.So some were like daydreaming, some were like chit-chatting with their co-workers.
我想啊，如果我去跑去问这些员工，为什么你不帮忙呢？他会坚持回答我。
I can imagine if I go ahead and just ask this person, why are you not helping? And I guess I'll get this answer.
对不起, 我不是负责结账的。
I'm sorry, I'm not responsible as a cashier.
或者他会说, 诶, 现在是我休息的时间,
or they might just say that this is my break time.
只是有一些服务人呢, 就好像这个例子里面的。
Some servants are like how it described in this example.
箴言10章26节呢, 讲到, 懒惰人叫差他的人, 如处, 倒牙, 如烟分布。
In Proverbs 10:26, it says that like vinegar to the thief and smoke to the eyes, so is a sluggard to those who send him.
但是呢, 以巴弗提呢, 他不是这样子的人。
But Epaphroditus is not like them.
有人猜为什么以弗所, 菲利比教会这么快就知道他生病呢?
So some people wonder why the Philippian church learned about his sickness so quickly.
原因可能就是他还没到罗马的时候呢, 在路上已经生病了。
The reason was he was halfway before he even arrived in Rome. He was already sick.
但是你发现以巴弗提呢, 他没有找借口, 他说我请病假, 或者说我现在要回家休息一下, 好了以后再去。
So Epaphroditus did not find this being an excuse to get a sick time off, or he will make excuse trying to go home so he can get some rest.
反而呢, 他就是, 坚持, 他要完成这个任务。
However, he proceeds to continue to accomplish the mission.
因为他知道了这个只是是为基督而做的功夫。
Because he understands that this is, he do it for the work of Christ.
你是不是一个忠心的仆人呢?
Are you a faithful servant?
其实圣经告诉我们,不单止你是在教会里面,人希望你忠心。 你在你的工作上面,你在你的家庭生活上面,在你夫妻生活里面,他都希望你成为一个忠心的人。
Actually, the Bible did not only tell us to be in church, but regardless, it's also in our career, our marriage, our family relationship, we want to do it for Christ.
波罗西书3章23节节目,简直讲, 无论做什么, 都要从信里做, 像是给主做的。
So in the book of Colossians 3:23, it said that whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human master.
以巴弗提呢,是一个被差遣的一个人。
Epaphroditus is someone who was being sent.
我们基督徒也是一个被差遣的人。
We Christian today, it's the same that we were being sent as well.
神把福音交托给我们。
God sent us with the gospel.
希望我们把这个好消息带给你不仅还没信主的人。
And he hoped that we can bring the gospel to those who have yet to believe.
我们有没有好像以巴弗提的这样子忠心完成我们的任务呢?
Are we as faithful like Epaphroditus to accomplish our mission?
最后一个特质呢,就是施心。
The third characteristic is thoughtfulness.
这个呢,你可以从保罗的身上去看见。
We can see that from Paul.
你有没有想过,当你读这段圣经的时候,为什么保罗要强调,提摩太不去腓立比教会是他的决定?
Have you ever think of why Paul has to emphasize that it was his decision not to send Timothy to the Philippian church?
因为他找不到有同心的人,他唯一的选择就是把提摩太留下来。
Because he cannot find a person sharing the same mind like how Timothy did, so that's why he has to let Timothy stay with him.
还有为什么保罗两次的提到,以巴弗提回到你们中间是他的决定呢?
And again, why did Paul have to mentioned twice that it was his decision to send Epaphroditus back to Philippi.
可能呢, 是这样子。
Maybe it was like that.
腓立比教会派以帕弗提来侍奉保罗的时候，其中有一个期望，就是保罗可以派提摩太到他们教会。
A possibility may be the reason of Philippian church sending Epaphroditus to Paul is so that he can replace Timothy, and so Timothy can go to the Philippian church.
那现在提摩太没有去腓立比教会，那么教会会怎么想呢？
So now Timothy did not make his journey to the church. So what do you think the church might think?
一定是提摩太对我们教会没有负担呢，不关心我们，所以他不来。
The church might speculate like, Timothy might not care about us.
但是保罗呢，他是一个很细心的一个人。
But Paul is a very thoughtful person.
他第一句话就说，提摩太很快就会来了。
The first thing that he said that is Timothy will come to you soon.
第二句话在二十一节，他就说，提摩太跟我同信，挂念你们，好像我挂念你们一样。
And the second thing he also said that Timothy shared the same concern, like how he remembered the church, like how Paul remembered them.
他也讲到提摩太的名证，你们是有目共睹的。
He also emphasized the proven word of Timothy. It was also witnessed by the church.
同样，他也想到以巴弗。
So the same thing he also remembered Epaphroditus.
以巴弗提他的任务不单只送奉献给保罗，他还是要服侍保罗的。
The mission of Epaphroditus did not only just send the gift to Paul, but he also meant to serve Paul.
但是呢，现在他好像转过头来又回家了。
But it seems like he is now turning around and being sent back home.
他是不是不能吃苦啊？
So is he not able to take the hardship?
是不是他想家就是当作生病，所以现在就能够回家了？
Or is he homesick, so he pretend to be sick, so he can go home early?
你可以想象，就是好像教会差派一个宣教士去别的地方，一般都是在这边侍奉四年他们才回来的嘛。
So you can imagine just like some church send missionary out. So usually the term is like 4 years.
那现在他做了两年都不到他就已经回家了。
So the missionary probably just work 1 year less than 2 years and then he go home.
那么教会会怎么想？
So what do you think the church might think about this?
所以呢，保罗呢，他是很细心的。
But Paul is very thoughtful.
他要强调呢，以巴弗提他回家的原因是他的决定。
So he has to tell the church that it was his decision to send Epaphroditus back to Philippi.
还有呢，他称赞以巴弗提的是他的弟兄与我同着工的，一同当兵。
And he also praised Epaphroditus as my brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier.
你可以说呢，他不单是强调了他们有一样的信仰。
Well, you can say that they do not only share the same faith.
还有呢，他是跟保罗同劳。
He also worked together with Paul.
最后是跟保罗呢同生共死。
So he lived and died together with Paul.
还有呢，保罗告诉他们，以巴弗提的已经完成他的任务了。
So he also told the church that Epaphroditus has accomplished his mission.
他已经补足你们供给我的不及之处。
And he has already made up for the help you yourself could not give.
因为保罗这么细心的时候呢，他消除了教会对提摩太跟以巴弗提的怀疑跟埋怨。
Because of the thoughtfulness of Paul, he eliminated any doubts or grumbles that the church might have towards Timothy and Epaphroditus.
那么教会就不会因此发生争论。
So the church may not have disagreement about that.
一个细心的人呢，就是能够站在别人的立场去看东西。
A thoughtful person is someone who can stand on one's perspective to think.
那我感谢神呢，我们教会里面也有这样子的人。
And I thank God because there are people like this among us in our church.
最近有人提醒我，他说呢，教会第四个礼拜我们跟小孩一同唱诗的时候呢，请领事的不要邀请我们一同站起来。
there was someone who came to me and made this suggestion about Fourth Sunday. Can we not rise, not everyone rise when we sing the songs, especially when we were with the children?
原因很简单，就是这些小孩呢看不见这个荧幕，因为你的只是大人站起来的时候，他们就看不见。The
reason is being simple because when the adults stand, the children cannot see the screen.
但是我想，我们教会的有一些地方呢，还是要改进的。
And I think that there are many things that we also can improve in our church.
上个礼拜呢，我们有户外崇拜。
But last week, we had the outdoor worship.
完了以后，其实过了以后呢，有三个弟兄姊妹分别的跟我说，就是呢，上次崇拜的时候，还是有弟兄姊妹在讲话，我祷告的时候，他们还是在讲话。And
there were three brothers and sisters came to me separately, and they told me that there were still brothers and sisters talking even during the prayer.
其实我自己没有发觉。I
did not realize that.
有的时候呢，的确就是不是你希望跟你旁边的人讲话，但是你旁边的人一直跟你讲话，你都不知道怎么办。
I know that sometimes it was not because of you like to talk, but the person that would talk to you, that you can't stop them for talking to you.
但是呢，我们要做一个细心的人。But
we have to be a thoughtful person.
我们呢，不要让我们的自由影响别人的种。
We do not want to let our freedom to affect the others for worship.
保罗、提摩太、以巴弗提呢，是我们的好榜样。
All Timothy and Epaphroditus, they are all good examples to us.
从他们身上呢，我们学到怎么过一个天国公民的生活。
From their example, we can learn how we can live a life as a citizen of heaven.
这个要求是可以做得到的。
These requirements is accomplished, is achievable.
从提摩太的可靠身上，我们想到，在之前以弗所书二章三节所讲的一句话。For
the reliability of Timothy, we can remember the verse in Philippians 2, chapter 2, verse 3.
这边说，凡事不可借党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
As it says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves.
提摩太就是因为他的谦虚，就是因为他可以看见别人的比他重要，所以他可以一直的陪伴保罗。
For the humility of Timothy, for this reason, he can see how it's important to be company with someone, so that is why he can stay with Paul for a long time.
第二个人是以巴弗提的忠心。The
second is the faithfulness of Epaphroditus.
我想起了就是一章二十七节，保罗讲到为所信的福音齐心努力。I
remember in chapter 1:27 that you stand firm for one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of gospel.
这个人愿意为福音受苦。This
person is willing to suffer for the sake of gospel.
就是连他的命他也可以不顾。And
he even risks his life.
他的目的就是要做成基督的功夫。His
purpose is to accomplish the work for Christ.
最后是保罗的信心。The
last is the thoughtfulness of Paul.
他说明了个人不但顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
As he said, and not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others.
就是因为他可以有剪纸的心态的时候，他会想到别人。Because
of the light mindset that he have, he always think of others.
也因为他剪纸做的时候，就好像，教会就不会产生发怨言呢，起争论的这些事情。Because
when he do that, he helps to eliminate any disagreement in the church.
希望我们记得保罗、提摩太、以巴弗提的时候，我们就会学习他的信心、可靠跟忠心。Let's
remember these three persons, Timothy, Paul, and Epaphroditus. We remember their reliability, their faithfulness, and also their thoughtfulness.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
现在天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
因为你把这些好的榜样不单只放在圣经里面，也放在我们的身旁。
Because you did not only place these good examples in the Bible, you also placed them around us.
我们愿意好像保罗、提摩太跟以巴弗一样。
We hope we are willing to be just like Paul, Epaphroditus, and Timothy.
做一个世心、做一个忠心、做一个可靠的一个基督徒。
To be a thoughtful, a faithful, and a reliable Christian.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名。
Please listen to our prayer in Jesus' name we pray.